And I was like, get that out of your hair. Because, you know, there's a purpose in it. You know, hold it out of your face and so on and so forth. And there's nothing wrong with ordering yourself to appear orderly. Not disheveled and, you know. You know, I don't consider this whole appearance issue to be a lust issue. Meaning, a woman doesn't have to do this. You know, a woman is not doing this to prevent men from lusting. Because I know firsthand, as a man who has been subject to the like passions of all men, that whether a woman wears... You know, women think of the, you know, these sexy clothes as being what catches a man's eye. But I could see a woman dressed like something out of, in a bygone era, with a dress down to their ankles, or, you know, some of these places where they make women wear dresses all the time, you know, like an Amish or something like that, or those burkas. I mean, that could be provocative. You see that and you think like, well, you know, imagine if she took it off, you know, and things like, I mean, you know, what I'm saying is a man, if he's going to lust, there's really nothing the woman can do to stop it. Now, she can provoke it by wearing all this other stuff. But what I'm saying is dressing conservatively is not to stop men, because they could lust anyways. Okay. But obviously when you're set the wares out there to catch someone's eye, now you are being provocative. And yeah, you can cause people to stumble like that. But there's a certain point to which godly men who would live in the world, we have to find a way to deal with this somehow. We can't, you know, if that's going to be our excuse, we're utterly doomed if we're going to rely on what the women do, because the women of the world are always going to do what they do. You know, for some women, just like for some men, the temptation to use their physical power to beat one another to a pulp is too great. We have fighting this, fight ultimate fighting. We got all these things where men use their physical prowess. And the answer to that in the kingdom of women is beauty. That's their power. The power of their sex. The power of the male sex is our brute strength. And their brute strength is their sexual attractiveness to men, and the way in which they compete against each other to show who's the most powerful, who's the most beautiful. And and the two things are the same thing, as far as I'm concerned. The whole issue of adornment is a pride issue. It is a look at me, look how great I am. Look how beautiful I am. Look at me. See me. Or just to feel good about yourself. Now, how many women don't say that? It's like, I don't do it for anyone. I just do it for myself. I just do it for myself. Yeah, because it lifts you up. It gives you a lift. Don't I look wonderful? You may look wonderful. Hair looks nice. Gold jewelry. Nice clothes. I can't wait to do Isaiah when it talks about, you know, all the things they dress themselves in. Isaiah 4, you know, they got the wimples and the drimples and the thingies and the thongs and all the stuff, the purses, the shoes. You know, he will take it all. Like Cinderella. In an instant, it goes from... You know, when the clock strikes midnight, all her finery is changed back to the rags that is her reality. So it is with these women in the world you see them, the pride they walk in of their beauty. They're going to exchange it for corruption. They're going to exchange it for utter loss of all things. But to you godly women, let your adornment be a man, a hidden man in your heart, Christ Jesus. Women also, you know, seeing Christ, there's neither male nor female. You are a man. You are Jesus Christ as a woman. That is who you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be Jesus Christ, a man. You adorn yourself with his spirit. You adorn yourself with his incorruptible nature, with his divine nature. Adorn yourself with those things. Adorn yourself with the word of God. Let your tongue speak those things. Let your outward appearance be nothing. Except, like I said, there's nothing wrong with, keeping yourself clean, combing your hair, setting it in an orderly arrangement. You know, if you're married, if you have blemishes or something you want to cover, or, I object to makeup personally, because I see that, it's like, I'm going to accentuate my eyes, I'm going to make my lips ruby red. I just really find it distasteful, because I just don't see, I understand that I'm going to fix my hair, you got to put on clothes, I'm going to wear clean clothes. Clothes that fit me well. Clothes that are, reasonable. You don't have to wear rags and things that are just absolutely ugly. That displease you incredibly. But again, how much heart do you put, how much does it mean to you? If it means that much to you, maybe you ought to go in rags. If it means that much to you, maybe you ought to just not cover any of the blemishes up. Maybe if it means that much to you, you should just take no thought for your hair. Jesus said take no thought for your lives. What you will eat, what you drink, what you put on, or wherewith you shall be clothed. Don't take any thought for those things. That's what Jesus said. I'm giving you a little bit of room. Because I don't know, because of the sinfulness of my heart? No, I mean, honestly, I want to be just like, forget it. I sometimes get frustrated, it's like women getting ready or something. I'm thankful that my wife is nothing like that. From the very beginning, her adornment in my sight was her spirit, the spirit she had towards the word, her desire of those things. Okay. I just want to brag on her to make other people feel bad, but that's what I found. Women who want, you want a godly man, then let your adornment be Christ. Let the ornament you hang from yourself be him, not your fancy clothes, your tight shirts, your this, your that, the other, your pretty hair, Neglect those things. Show a heart by your behavior and your words. Just turn towards Christ. Now, when it's like thinking about the things of, I'd say if you want a true, women want, I wish I had a guy who was like, such and such.